We had warned for many months now that children would face greater risk of disease and indeed malnutrition. So right now we have 50,000 children who could indeed die of malnutrition. We have cholera outbreak that has just been confirmed in the past couple of days by the Ministry of Health in South Sudan. Some 78 people have been affected by that and 3 deaths. So we are seeing a situation where the country is unraveling and this is affecting children's every day. Right now, what they need is humanitarian assistance. They need their leaders to protect their lives, their rights, and indeed their futures. And the world needs to listen. It feels right now as if the world is not listening, that the world has turned its back on South Sudan.
So what are your expectations for the Oslo conference?
Well, we are hopeful that this high-level conference will really bring together some of the greatest minds in the humanitarian world to try and ease humanitarian access.
You said it seems as though that the world has forgotten the people of South Sudan, but you know that both parties in the conflict in South Sudan recently signed a cessation of hostilities agreement and they broke it. Is there a particular message from UNICEF for them?
Well, children need peace. Children need to know from their leaders, and that means all parties to the conflict in South Sudan, children need to know from their leaders that their lives will be protected. And the longer this goes on, the less chance they have of their lives being protected. So it's not just about the actual fighting itself, but because of this situation, because children have been forced into overcrowded and unsanitary conditions, and their schools and hospitals have been attacked and used by parties to the conflict, because 9,000 children have been recruited into armed forces by both sides, and because thousands of children have been separated from their families within South Sudan, they need to know that this will end soon. Otherwise, their lives are at risk.
So you have called for an unhindered and safe access to humanitarian assistance.
That's right. So we're finding that due to the intense fighting, which has gone up and down since December 15th, 2013, and the result of this is that people cannot get on with their lives. So this has put so much burden on families within South Sudan. And it is not just South Sudan at the moment. It is all the neighboring countries that have had to take in refugees from South Sudan. And they themselves are in a vulnerable position.